Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chat. So it's come to my attention that there's a new study out saying that the pill that was meant to kill unborn children is not safe. Now, I'm not going to dive too deep into the specifics of this study because others have, and so you can look at their work, and also you can read the study yourself and come to your own conclusions. However, I will be giving you my thoughts on this development. So first, this is obviously a sign, this is obviously another example of a phenomenon I believe I've mentioned before that it seems to be very pervasive in today's society, where people feel the need to cite and also to fund studies that come to conclusions everyone who thinks about the issue for more than 3 seconds can come to on their own. Which is extremely off-putting, it's extremely kind of dumb, because, like, you know, if we're going to have a study, that study's not free. Somebody has to pay for it. Oftentimes it's the taxpayer, or it's the university, or the other institution that is commissioning the study. And those resources are not infinite. They have to be allocated. There have to be decisions made to put those resources towards that study and not towards another study. So the first reason why this whole movement to have studies that come to conclusions everyone saw coming is extremely off-putting is that it makes you wonder what research is being stifled. What studies that actually could shed light on new topics or new conclusions are being sidelined in favor of studies that conclude that 2 plus 2 is 4, the sky is blue, and you need to wear a seatbelt. If the whole intent of scientific institutions is to collect and find more knowledge, it's to increase humanity's knowledge base, well then, I don't see how you're doing that by commissioning a study saying we need to drink water. Everybody knows that. And so the fact that people feel the need to have a study that says taking a pill to kill your unborn child is not safe. Well, that's dumb. We obviously know that, because first of all, if the pill is designed to kill your unborn child, then it's not safe for the child, and that child is a human being as well. And the second of all, anyone who thinks about this for more than 2 seconds can conclude it's not going to be all sunshine and roses for the mom. Because first of all, any time you have a miscarriage, there's a chance for complications, there's a chance for infection, no matter what caused the miscarriage. Whether it was intentionally caused or unintentionally caused, or it just is of natural causes. Even if the body of the child is successfully evacuated. And if it's not, which you have some who are fear-mongering, saying that abortion laws will somehow cause women to not be able to have surgery to remove children that are already dead. That's absurd. And anyway, even, you know, if you have to go in and remove that child because he was not successfully evacuated, well then, that's the reason why that removal is done is well, not only so you don't keep carrying around a dead child inside of you, but also because any dead tissue, whether it's yours or your child's, will, you know, it will cause, it will open you up to infection. I don't like to be too graphic on here, so I'm not going to dig into all the details of the bacteria and the gases and all that. But I will say that, you know, that's why we amputate, leaving aside the fact that the child's body is not your own. The reason we amputate organs that have died is because leaving dead tissue on or inside of you is opening you up to infection, and that rot's going to spread to healthy tissue. Or if you have dying tissue and we don't remove it, the dying tissue is going to make you an open buffet for infectious bacteria. I'm not a doctor, but even I know that. So, you know, obviously if you kill your own child, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally inside of you, like, whether you kill the child intentionally or unintentionally, and that child is inside you is what I'm trying to say here, then obviously whatever you do to cause that outcome is not safe for the child and is not safe for you because you're opening yourself up to infections. Also, every pill, no matter what it's for, has side effects. And we can obviously imagine that a pill that is intended to cause death, even if the death is not your own, if the death is just of the child inside of you, that pill is intended to cause death, that's obviously going to cause you a lot of side effects. Even pills that cause non-human death inside of you, like antibiotics, can have side effects. I mean, even leaving aside the antibiotic resistance, which is becoming an increasing problem and will probably be a topic of another day, maybe if it leads to anything too earth-shattering. Even leaving that aside, you know, antibiotics kill everything. They don't just kill the bad bacteria, they kill the good bacteria as well. So, and that good bacteria is important for many essential bodily functions. You have a microbiome of bacteria that live inside your gut, and if you didn't have that, you would die. That's why a lot of people that are on antibiotics for a long time have stomach problems, at least until they stop taking the antibiotics. Now, granted, sometimes antibiotics are necessary. If you have infections, if you have an ear infection, or if you have a... They're now being able to treat appendicitis with antibiotics in some cases. You know, if you have something like that where you actually need the antibiotics, then obviously you're going to have to live with those potential side effects. But we can't ignore the fact that side effects exist. I mean, that's why during those annoying pharmaceutical commercials, you have all that double speed talk. It's literally at double speed a lot of times. And a lot of that is side effects, you know. I'm sure most of y'all could catch that side effects may include turning inside out and singing uncontrollably or whatever it is. So any pill is intended for any purpose is going to have side effects. That's why they're called side effects, because they're not intended, but they happen. They're not what the pill is designed to do, but they happen. They're often inevitable, to some extent or another. And so, those are kind of my thoughts on that. And not only that, but also, there are some pills that can kill a child but cannot kill an adult. But even that is... Mainly that comes down to dosage. You know, if you have, if that's why we have child doses and adult doses for many medications, because there are medications where if a child took an adult-sized dose, it would cause harm. Whether we're talking about prescriptions or even over-the-counter. I've heard stories of children who took too much fish oil and it caused them to have lifelong eye problems. So even if a pill is not intended to cause death, it can still be unsafe for, you know, a child to take an adult-sized dose. But again, that kind of comes down to dosage, so that's not exactly what we're talking about here. So, basically, my thoughts on this are that you cannot market the child murder pill as safe. Okay? You simply cannot. It is unethical to do so because, obviously, if it is intended to kill a child, it is not safe. Okay? That would be like marketing the Ford Pinto as safe. Actually, it'd be worse than that. Because at least with the Ford Pinto, they didn't necessarily intend for it to cause death. They just put the gas tank in a bad spot. And with this, it is intended to cause death. That is literally its purpose. Its purpose is to abort the unborn child. That is literally the purpose of this medicine, if you can call it that. I would call it poison. And it only stands to reason, then, that you cannot market something as safe if its intended purpose is to kill. Because the whole intent of something being safe is that it wouldn't hurt. Not even just that it won't kill you, but that it won't hurt you. Because if you don't wear a seatbelt, for example, in the majority of cases, you won't die. In some cases, you will. If you go flying, you might die. But in a lot of other cases, even if you don't die, you will get hurt. Sometimes seriously, depending again on what happens. You know, if you could, it can range from a few scratches to you flying out of the vehicle and hitting a tree or something. And so you cannot, you know, if something is intended to kill, you cannot market it as safe. And so the fact that there's a study saying, oh, well, the pill that is designed to kill a child is not safe, that study shouldn't exist because we obviously know that a pill that is designed to kill a child is not going to be safe, even if the mother takes it and it's not designed to kill her. It's still not going to be safe for so many reasons, even leaving aside the moral and ethical issues. And, you know, as I said, when time and money is spent on conducting studies like this that say things anybody who thinks about the issue for more than 2 seconds would already conclude, that bothers me not only because it's stupid that we have a study that says something we all know, but also because it makes me wonder what was sidelined, what other proposals were made, what other studies were proposed that got sidelined in favor of this. Because to recap what I said earlier, taxpayer funds are not infinite, grants are not infinite, money from universities and other institutions is not infinite. So there have to be decisions made as to which funding, which studies will receive priority funding and which will be funded at all. So the fact that this is even, the fact that this study even was funded, you know, it makes me wonder what was sidelined in favor of it. Because we all know that the child murder pill is not safe. And it also, it bothers me that this study was conducted, because if the whole point of collecting, if the whole point of science is to broaden and refine humanity's knowledge base, if that's the whole point of academia as a whole, not just the STEM fields, then conducting studies that come to conclusions we all knew flies in the face of that. You know, universities wonder why they've lost their credibility over the last few decades. The reason boils down to they charge exorbitant rates for decreasing quality education, and they devote a lot of time and resources to either destroying the knowledge humanity has already collected or created, or feeling the need to conduct studies and write papers and cite sources about things that everybody already knows. Okay, I don't need to cite you 6 journal articles to say that 2 + 2 = 4. Everybody knows that. A lot of it, I think, has become... I think what has happened with universities is that their time... they've outlived their usefulness, but they know they have to keep making money, and a certain group of people that work for the universities want to keep their jobs. You know, obviously anybody who's working in a job that doesn't hate their job wants to keep their job, and even a lot of people who hate their job depend on the money it provides them. So I think that, you know, one part of my theory that universities are one big racket, that academia is one big racket, is that the universities have almost outlived their usefulness, except for in, like, the hard sciences, you know, people who are going to be a doctor, and also in, like, law and whatnot, other fields that require advanced degrees, because they involve a lot of knowledge. Most of the university departments have outlived their usefulness, but they have to have reasons to keep their lights on, and so they have turned from collecting knowledge, from doing what a university is supposed to do, to just busy work, to either destroying the knowledge that's already been collected, or to conducting studies and writing useless papers about things everybody already knew, reiterating the knowledge we've already collected. So those are basically my thoughts. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. You can also send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And have a blessed day.